Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, he says it in his heart. And of course, we can all be atheists. We might say, oh no, I believe in God. But actually, many times in our heart, we effectively live like there is no God. And we reason as if there is no God. So if there is a God, it means he's watching us all the time. Yet we act and speak and think like there is no God. And so that's, I think, a warning to all of us, not to say, oh yeah, this is talking about atheists. This can be all of us. They are corrupt and they've done terrible sin. There is none that does good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are completely become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. Well, these words are quoted by Paul in Romans about us. All of us. He says it's like we've come to court before God and we are judged as being sinners. But the difference is that because we're in Christ, therefore everything changes. Once you recognize that, yes, this is me, and yes, I have sinned, and yep, this is true of me. Then, if we accept Jesus and we're baptized into Jesus and we remain in Jesus, we are counted as righteous. We are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. And therefore, we leave the court, as it were, not with God having turned a blind eye, but with God having justified us or counted us right with him. So he goes on talking about the wicked, though. There were they in great fear where there was no fear. For God has scattered the bones of him that encamps against you. You've put them to shame because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God returns the captivity of his people, Jacob will rejoice and Israel will be glad. Well, God did that when they were in captivity. Cyrus said, that was the emperor of Persia, okay, you Jews, who wants to go back? You're all welcome to go back. I encourage you. Let me give you money. Let me give you materials to rebuild the temple. But they didn't rejoice. They preferred the soft life. They preferred to stay in Babylon and Persia. And so it is that they could have rejoiced. Israel shall rejoice and Jacob should be glad. It could have happened, but they didn't want that joy.